and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, January 11th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the book of Genesis, chapter 10. We'll also be in Psalm 35 in the first 10 verses of that, and then we're going to finish out Mark chapter 5. As we go into the Word, let us pray that God would bless the reading. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to be together via the podcast. We ask, Lord, that you would give us wisdom on how to incorporate your Word in our life, and may it be a blessing to us, we pray, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Genesis chapter 10, the table of nations. This is the account of Shem, Ham, and Japheth, Noah's sons who themselves had sons after the flood. The sons of Japheth: Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Mesech, and Tiras. The sons of Gomer: Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarma. The sons of Javan: Elisha, Tarshish, and Kittim, and the Rodanim. From these, the maritime people spread out into their territories by their clans within their nations, each with its own language. The sons of Ham: Cush, Mizraim, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush: Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Rama, and Sabteca. The sons of Ramah: Sheba and Dedan. Cush was the father of Nimrod, who grew to be a mighty warrior on the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. That is why it is said, like Nimrod, a mighty hunter before the Lord. The first centers of his kingdom were Babylon, Erech, Akkad, and Calneh in Shinar. From the land he went to Assyria, where he built Nineveh, Rehoboth, Ir, Calah, and Rezin, which is between Nineveh and Calah. That is the great city. Mizraim was the father of the Ludites, Anamites, Lebhabites, Naphtuhites, Pathrusites, Kaslahites, from whom the Philistines came, and Kaphtorites. Canaan was the father of Sidon, his firstborn, and of the Hittites, Jebusites, Amorites, Girgashites, Hivites, Arkites, Sinites, Arvadites, Zemarites, and Hamathites. Later, the Canaanite clans scattered, and the borders of Canaan reached from Sidon toward Gerar, as far as Gaza, and then toward Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, and Zeboim, as far as Lasha. These are the sons of Ham, by their clans and languages, in their territories and nations. Sons were also born to Shem, whose older brother was Japheth. Shem was the ancestor of all the sons of Eber. The sons of Shem: Elam, Asher, Arphaxad, Lud, and Aram. The sons of Aram: Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. Arphaxad was the father of Shelah, and Shelah the father of Eber. Two sons were born to Eber. One was named Peleg, because in his time the earth was divided. His brother was named Joktan. Joktan was the father of Almadad, Shaleph, Hazarmaveth, Jerah, Hadaram, Uzlah, Diklah, Abal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were sons of Joktan. The region where they lived stretched from Mesha toward Sephar, in the eastern hill country. These are the sons of Shem, by their clans and languages, in their territories and nations. These are the clans of Noah's sons, according to their lines of descent, within their nations. From these, the nations spread out over the earth after the flood. And now let's turn over to the book of Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 35 of David. Contend, O Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take up shield and buckler. Arise and come to my aid. Brandish spear and javelin against those who pursue me. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. May those who seek my life be disgraced and put to shame. May those who plot my ruin be turned back in dismay. May they be like chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them away. May their path be dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them, since they hid their net for me without cause, and without cause dug a pit for me. May ruin overtake them by surprise. May the net they hid entangle them. May they fall into the pit, to their ruin. Then my soul will rejoice in the Lord and delight in his salvation. My whole being will exclaim, Who is like you, O Lord? You rescue the poor from those too strong for them, the poor and needy, from those who rob them. And now let's move over to the Gospel of Mark. Today we are in Mark chapter 5, starting in verse 21. The title in my Bible says, A Dead Girl and a Sick Woman. I think I've mentioned this before, but I love reading these healing stories about Jesus. So I'm excited to read this text for you today. When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue rulers, named Jairus, came there. Seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him. My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live. So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was free from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, Who touched my clothes? You see the people crowding against you, his disciples answered, and yet you can ask, Who touched me? But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. While Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue ruler. Your daughter is dead, they said. Why bother the teacher anymore? Ignoring what they said, Jesus told the synagogue ruler, Don't be afraid, just believe. He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the house of the synagogue ruler, Jesus saw a commotion, with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep. But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, Talitha kum, which means, little girl, I say to you, get up. Immediately the girl stood up and walked around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. These stories have just moved my heart so much. I am just impressed by the woman who had been bleeding for 12 years and had faith just to touch the cloak of the Lord. And then I can just imagine the synagogue ruler being beat down by the news that his daughter was dead, and Jesus looking him in the eyes and saying, "Don't be afraid, just believe." And I'm wrestling in my soul with the fact that I know Jesus to be healer, and I also know those whom he hasn't chosen to heal physically. And so I just want to pray today just for comfort from the Lord, for healing in the situations where we are praying with as much faith as we know how, for him to heal, and then praying with confidence, knowing that ultimately all things are going to be made new. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you for these amazing stories which remind us of your healing, that you are our healer. We thank you, Lord, that we have been given the reminder to believe in you. And we pray, Lord, for those in our midst who need a healing touch from you. We pray for those in our fellowship, in our families, and those that are around the world that we've come into contact with. We ask, Lord, that you would heal them physically as a picture of the spiritual healing that you provide. Thank you, Lord, that in Christ Jesus we have the promise of ultimate healing. We thank you, Lord, that in the new heavens and the new earth, all death must die, and you will restore all things to the way you intended them to be in the garden. We pray, Lord, in the meantime, that you would continue to give us faith, that we would be anxious for nothing, but in prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving that you hear our words, that we would present our requests to you, and that your peace would cover us. We love you, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.